podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually. Rolling. Keep that sniffing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the General Banter podcast. Green Room specials, we continue to record them. I just realised how sick I sound when I talk out loud there.
Yeah, you're flued up.
I know, man, I need help.
Which mic works?
Always in, any of them. You grab any of them.
Hello.
Right now we have, what's your name again?
Aaron McCann.
Aaron McCann is joining us. He farted. His agent got in touch, said he would agree to do 10 minutes and one fart. And that's it.
That's all you're getting?
Aaron MC, tonight.
No.
I've got the flu, Tom, over here.
You're a very talented host.
No one's disputing that.
Your name is on the poster. You should show up.
I'm sick.
You can't pull out.
You're right. You're right. If I'm known for anything, it's leaving it in.
Is your pull-out game weak?
Huh?
Is your pull-out game weak?
Aye.
Yeah.
Whose isn't?
Me too.
Whose isn't?
Well, some people rely it as, like, that's their contraception. They just pull it out.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
It's very risky.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the damage is done as soon as the cock's in.
Yeah. 100%.
You know, because they talk about all the loose sperms flying off.
This is exactly it. Once you've committed. I remember I went to get the Plan B.
Right.
But they sell it in, like, supermarkets.
Yeah.
So I literally went in to buy it, and I bought one baby-killing tablet and a Nesquik.
couldn't stop himself getting a snack while he was in there. He's like, this potentially could be the ruining of my life, but I will get a Bueno.
No, it's a milkshake.
Oh, a Nesquik? Oh, sorry.
I'm not an animal.
What am I thinking of, Nestle? You got a fucking bowl of cereal? That's even worse.
Just sitting in her car googling Brahms.
Crunching away. Get that in there. I wouldn't want to be having a kid around here. Just chomping.
I feel like, you know, because, you know, like, people would be like, oh, you'd be nervous about, you know, making sure that the person takes it and all this here.
Yeah.
I feel like she would definitely take it if she's seen, you know, a 29-year-old man walking in her car with a strawberry milkshake.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I gotta kill this baby.
She just sees you coming out, yeah, trying to just open it, struggling with it, squirt it over your t-shirt a wee bit. She's just like, oh my God, get two Plan Bs and a C. No chance of my reproducing with this fucking gimp. Anyway, we didn't take long there to get into the filth.
Sorry.
I'm going to do my intro to the podcast, Aaron, because I had to do it separately last week.
You're so professional.
And I realised I didn't have any recording devices in the house, so I had to do it on my phone. Do you ever see podcasts where they do that? You know, they'll be chatting away like this, normal fidelity, and then it'll just cut to, like,
guys, glitchy.
Like they're not on a flight. Yeah. Like in the toilet on a flight.
Guys, shout out to Manscaped here for sponsoring the podcast. I am in a toilet on an Aer Lingus. But there's a contract to be filled in.
We don't have any spot. Well, Cam said that we're jumping back on, but I haven't got any details for that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, welcome to the General Banter podcast, guys. I've got the flu. This guy's here.
Away.
I suppose I might as well mention the tour. There's all sorts of tours coming up. I'm doing my Republic of Ireland tour. Starts this Friday. Or starts last Friday. This will be Tuesday. Fuck's sake, the way time moves. So Letterkenny was sold out. But if you go on to colingettis.com, you can get tickets for all the spots: Galway, Limerick, Cork, etc. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the Spirit Store sold out and they added another one, which is on the 14th of April.
But
you'll find it all out there, colingettis.com. We're going on tour.
We are going on tour. Bomb Squad are going on a tour.
Bomb Squad tour. Can't remember the dates off top.
We got Derry. We got Belfast. We got London. We
Dublin.
Got Glasgow. We got Dublin. We got Edinburgh. We got Manchester.
And are they terribly scheduled? Yes.
Yes, correct.
Do we have to get a load of gear to London and then get to Manchester the next day?
You'd be right.
So what I'm really saying is, if anyone has a charters any helicopters that can carry a fat load of tripods.
Yeah, that'd be the fattest load in the helicopter.
Oh, if you got me in a helicopter flying out of London. My dick could be inside me.
Can you imagine us doing a helicopter?
I can imagine it, because that's probably as close as I'll ever get. Because there'd be a weight limit.
Yeah.
But what about the fat seats?
Oh, that here. Are you allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, but no one's going to know what. We were told.
You started, yeah.
You know, there was a couple of seats in the comedy club there that apparently have a higher max load that mm-hmm. they can carry versus the normal. Now, we're allowed to talk about this because we'd need it.
Yeah.
I'd need it. Those other black chairs are supposed to hold up to 12 stone.
Yeah. The max weight is 30 on these ones.
Yeah, these new ones, 30 kilos. If you got a more ample shitter and you need a bit of width, I would take it. I'd pay extra for it.
Yeah.
If someone was like, do you want the 30 stone max thing, I would take it.
I have broke chairs in comedy clubs before. Like at the stand.
Yeah, that's right. You fell off.
Toilet Blanche was on stage and I fucking turned it into toothpicks. And of course I was with a black guy, so the reaction was not as tame.
Like you were David Blaine?
Yeah.
Doing a magic trick? Oh, shit! Oh, your black friends will leave you for dead.
Like, oh, they really will, the bastards.
They'll jump in on the gang attack.
Like, literally, there is no bigger ego death than you just freshly smash the chair solely on your weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to crawl back onto your feet,
yeah,
and take a new chair,
yeah,
and everybody's seen you. Complete ego death.
I got done twice in a row whenever I was in uni.
Uh-huh.
I sat down on the little bar stool, it collapsed into firewood, and we all laughed and we sat down. We're like, oh, it's funny because, of course, I just arsed 2 pints all over the place. So I broke one seat, stood up, I'm like, oh, fucking, what am I like? Big, oh, fucking, fuck, no. When I sat down, mate of mine moved this chair again, and I fell again.
That's dastardly.
That's dastardly. That's fucked fucking up. Low down shit.
I've only ever seen you fall once. And when you did, you took me down with you.
Oh, yeah.
At your wedding.
We fucking miles.
Oh, yeah!
Demo. No, no, this is all
no, we got it. We got 4 mics. Get in. Hey,
grab a mic.
We,
Yes, lad.
Hey, Butler's way.
Butler, holy shit.
Ah, you kissed each other there. Grab a microphone.
Get in the party.
This is what we do now, Dave.
Thanks very much.
We monetize small talk.
Good to be here.
What's up, boy? Yeah.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Well,
the most comfiest dude ever on a couch.
Oh yeah? He's farted 9 times since he got into that position.
Don't mind the booth.
How long have you been here?
Just like 20 months.
This has been in 4 days. Yeah. That's the sign of a healthy colon.
Yeah, it's not as loose. Like, I had a full Sunday dinner in his car there too, so...
Oh, the food, bit, the food we put away is disgusting.
You had a full Sunday dinner today?
Yeah, and then
did you
we had
my Instagram
burgers.
Stories?
Oh, yes.
This one, he pops into like some carvery, or what the fuck was it? Like
the motorway restaurant?
Yeah. The motorway restaurant. I thought he was going in for like nuggets or something. Then comes out with like full dinner, steam belching off it, mashed potatoes. And by the way, you can tell you don't have a car because you just open it and started eating it. And I was like, bro, this is a pullover job.
Yeah.
We need to be doing this on a hard
job. He was like on the phone doing his taxes, so he couldn't even get angry.
Oh, yeah. Always angry. Maury was like,
You're like, tomorrow we're going to write off another car here.
Maury was giving me, put a claim in for 2.
McCann's just editing it.
He soiled this. No, I had her with fucking mortgage rates at 1 ear. And him just chomping down spuds and the other
one. Full bike for that.
But see, the delightful woman behind the till, they kept upselling. And I was like, oh yeah, go on ahead.
Well, what'd
like,
you start on?
Started with just a stuffed Budley, you know?
What the fuck's a stuffed Budley?
Like a sausage with stuffing and then wrapped in bacon.
Budley is country talk for sausage, by the way. I only learned that like a while ago.
But then, like, you know, she had the ladle thing and she was going over to the other section. And she was like, you know, you want anything else? There's not a lot in there. And I was like, fuck, she's right, Ty. So I piled in carrots and peas and cabbage and then 2 spuds. And then after I got it, and as soon as I went into his car, I was like, this isn't okay. Like, this isn't good social etiquette to bring
so
a false Sunday dinner.
Wander over herself, just going, I know what you want.
Yeah,
I just went over to the
Well, because see, it was a big white box, right? Oh, and one bottle in it that looked kind of sad.
Yeah.
So she kind of just drifted to the other end of the thing. I was like, carrots are her name? And I was like, ah, you're right.
But that is a good country thing as well, because the server lady will have a bit of discretion as to, like, who she's serving.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will, you know, they'll fucking take in for a second and be like, you want...
Or she,
you want the expense, don't you? And you're like,
a car salesman. Yeah. They're like, we know the extras. You need to.
We seen you coming.
She saw me get one sauce. Was like, who are you trying to impress? Like, go ahead, go ham.
They're at Goham.
And you went ham. It's not Christmas, but it's Christmas today. Yeah. And you got to do it. Was that the plastic fork? And you go in for
it. It was a spork.
Oh, it was a wooden spork. Yeah. It's the only chance you have with the, you know, the plastic. I hate when they get the white plastic one. And there's four prongs of the fork for 2 seconds. It goes. And then you're just trying to scoop it with the with the handle. So you get the wooden one. You get it all.
Do you annoy me as well? I seen in the mirror you running out of the shop with the wee box, and I was already on the phone, and then, you know, and you got in the car and started eating, and then you sort of give up about three quarters away, and I went right, and then you went, do you want a wee coffee or anything? As if like, I'm like,
I thought it would smooth you over.
I'm like, get it in one run. You know what I mean? Don't be like, I'll have the dinner now.
I probably should have done this, but you know, there's a cappuccino in it for you.
Did you bail on the dinner early because you thought I was offended?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what? The damage is
done.
If you're gonna open it, it's like, don't have three quarters of a shit in my car.
Yeah, and all the shit from a drink after.
Just get the shit.
And everyone's bored in. They're like, now they're on the challenge. You have to finish it in front of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's in on it now. It's like, okay,
you can finish it with rage.
So easily upsold on a wee few spuds. Like
the only bit of dialogue I got out of him while I was on the phone was there was one point where like Warren was looking for something and he just heard me and was like, if you drop a bit of that stuff, sausage in my fucking car.
And he's like, no, I'm still here.
5.6%. That's pretty steep.
Gravy hanging off his lip.
Yeah. Like, also eating the stuffed sausage with a wooden fork.
Oh yeah,
disaster.
Because I was like, I can't bust the knife out as well. Like have a full sit down dinner. That made it feel more, you know. So I just took the spork and just sliced it.
Fuck.
I should do like full because I was like, how can I go about this? So I did just stick the spork in and then did like full bodily in the mouth, like, which I'm glad you didn't get that in video because I could take it.
Full bodily in the mouth, your porn video.
Full bodily.
Why?
You ever heard that term before?
I've never even heard that. Sausage sizzle. That was it. That's all the rage in Australia. You can't go anywhere without getting a sausage with a bit of white bread just wrapped around it.
Is that not a hot dog?
Yeah. It is. But they don't have proper hot dog buns. They just like get a loaf of white bread and a slice and then just like on an angle put the sausage in it, some ketchup, and then just wrap it around.
Did they use that?
I was
like
gonna say that's
hot
a sausage
dog?
Sandwich.
Yeah, but they pretty call much.
It what is that's it?
They like the sizzle part. They're like the sausage sizzle. They have to tell you what it sounds like when it's cooking or something.
When
reason.
It comes out your ass tomorrow. Oh,
that's the sizzle's later. Yeah. That's not the barbecue.
It's Chilean sizzle.
Yeah.
Do you have a Ballamore?
My ass is sizzling. Do you have a sausage yesterday? Darn right.
From a fucking filling station.
From out the front of Bunnings, I have four sausages and they're about to sizzle.
The poo box is around the corner if you want to go there.
Where do you get a sausage sizzle?
Everywhere, man. At the front of a school, at the front of a fucking.
Man, that's the first
hardware.
Place you've been.
Yeah. Well, I'm hungry. Like, they pop up everywhere. Like, it'd be like
for kids?
$2 or something like that. Now it might be $5. I don't know. It's still bloody cheap. You're going, fucking the money hungry. And I was like, they'll just be like, yeah, sausage sizzle, mate. Just a little portable barbecue. They do it everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's a sausage sizzle. At the front of a supermarket, in the car park.
Is this all of Australia or just like.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I might grew up in Perth, but it was everywhere there. They're not been travelling, but man, that's all over Australia, I think.
I feel like it sounds like it's a bit healthier now from, you know, the reports I've heard. You know,
yeah,
you
it might
like
be an
avocado toast. At the side
it might be an avocado steam or something. I don't know what like
avocado smear.
A smear. The gas just steams at your ass.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, nice.
That's a life lesson I learned pretty quick. Was you can't eat too much like guacamole.
Was it?
Guacamole, because it just goes straight through you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of oily.
It's just all fat and oil, isn't it?
Good fats, yeah.
It's good fats.
Yeah. But I had a few beers. I mean, I was getting carried away with the fucking the guac.
I love the guac. I always pay extra for the guac.
And the next day.
You gotta get
my
guac.
Pants nearly.
Ooh.
Do you know the
it probably looked exactly the same. Could have done it on toast. Yeah. You wouldn't even notice.
Scat on toast.
And then a bit of sriracha on top.
Bullerita's oh, back from, where are you back from?
Orlando. I was in Florida visiting Mickey Mouse and all.
Get out of here. Nice. Yeah, how's the lads? Good. Mickey and the boys.
Trying to finger a few princesses. Not Ariel, because she hasn't got to a hole. But the other ones, yeah. It was good. Fucking.
Is there a Brave with the Scottish accent there?
Yeah, there is. They have a Scottish Disney thing.
A proper Scottish one, or an American try to do a Scottish
No. It's all Shul Ginger and all.
She flew her in.
To be fair, you don't know. Because here's the thing. The princess, I always try to catch him out a wee bit. Because I like to, because I'm there on my own, because I don't have kids and stuff, because I'm weird. And there's a girl who plays Marilyn Monroe in the park every day. And so, because they're like, here's the class. They're like, here's the classic Hollywood actors. So I always try flirt with her a wee bit just to see if anything can happen.
Lie on the ground and try and get that 70-year rich poster.
I tell her like I'm related to Kennedy or something. Yeah.
Come on, Marilyn, do it.
Yeah. Tell her I'm the president and stuff of Ireland, see if she likes that. But nothing ever
tell
catches.
Tell her it's your birthday. She has to say.
You're going to Disney World and flirt with the princess?
Pretty much.
You're telling me.
That's the only way I can get dude these days.
You're telling me.
As a single adult. Under the gay.
So you what age are you now?
Oh, 35 approaching.
So you're 35 year old single man turns up to fucking Disneyland to try and bang one of the workers
without kids.
And it didn't go well.
Just went to Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's a Mexico pavilion in Disney World.
Anyone give you a cheeky wink? Did you get close to any of the princesses?
Nah. You have to have it. You kind of, it's weird to wait in line to meet a Disney princess when you've no kid with you. You're just a man. You're just a pervert.
So you gotta catch her in like her fag brick or something.
You gotta catch her. She's moving from one part of the park to the other and sort of walk alongside her shoulder and be like, "What are you at today?"
You were there by yourself? Like,
yeah.
Like,
well,
where did you meet up with some fanatics?
I was there for work first, and then I added on a few days and like went out, did some shopping and stuff in the malls, and then went to Disney for a day and stayed in Universal and stuff. It's good.
I want to ask you something because I've got a fear. I've never been. It was always a dream of mine to go to Disney World and all that, but I've got a fear now that it's too late. We know too much as adults. And when you're a kid, you're just looking at the stuff. Mm. But you know, the only time I hear about Disney World now is like, say, creeps like yourself going over, or a bucket. You know, people's bucket list, or the Make a Wish Foundation. Like that's the only time I hear.
I'm not as well.
And he has a kid, and he won't go.
Yeah.
He won't go with his kid.
You have a kid, and you won't bring the kid to Disney World.
Yeah, well, I'm saving up, but like he'll probably like it. But then I'll just be looking around, going, "What's with all these wheelchairs?" Do you know what I mean? Do you know, like, how can you be, you're in the teacup spinning around and there's this pale kid next to you coughing. Like, can you 100% have a good time?
There's not too many Make-A-Wishes when I was out anyway. I think it was their off season. I think they're more summertime.
Oh, Make-A-Wishes.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't want to take them there when it's pissing down on them.
Take them out in the cold.
It's a bit chilly.
I was trying to write a bit about Make-A-Wish and I didn't ever do it because I thought I probably wouldn't have been like seen as good. But I thought, has any ever kid on the Make-A-Wish just went like, when they're like, "What's your wish?" Just like, the cure or like medicine or like, you know what I mean? They're always like, "Nah, Disney or you know, fucking."
I think they get the wording of it really good before, you know, like
the legal terms.
Yeah,
within reason.
What would you like to do?
It just shows how hard it is to cure stuff because they're like, "Look, we can get J-Lo, but we can't cure what you got." You know, that's how hard it is. J-Lo is, we can just pick up the phone.
When there's any arguments in the hospital where they just go, "It's fucking John Cena or nothing." And they just shut the door.
Jake and him like really undersell sometimes where they're like, "What do you want? Like anything you can get?" And he's just like, "Can I just get a car for you or something?"
Oh, I love a Cecil brownie. No, I didn't mean to take it so dark, but like, I'm just thinking, like, you know, when you see Mickey Mouse and all that, and he's posing pictures of all these kids, is there a sweaty dude inside just going, "Is it contagious? Click. Is it contagious? Click. Are these princesses just shitting it all day because all these coughing kids coming up?"
Oh boy,
what do you got, kid?
I don't think they're bringing them in public with like a contagious respiratory disease. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. COVID.
I've been boosted 5 times.
Ebola.
Ebola. Bird flu.
What about
Ebola? Sounds like a Disney character. Yeah.
You got bird flu. Yeah, it does. Doesn't
Ebola too.
Frying Ebola.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. What was Ebola?
The Abbey.
Oh, it was horrific. It was like similar.
What would you get? What was the symptoms?
Coughing up blood.
Oh, that's not a good one.
Choking down.
No, that's bad.
It's not like COVID.
Nah.
Right.
Yeah, see, anything, was good. There was not much of the blood bit with the COVID. That was good.
No, you see, the thing about COVID was it was the 2-week
quarantine?
No, the like incubation in your body, then it hit you. That's why it spread so much.
Yes.
So like swine flu and Ebola that were like, oh my God, these people are getting it and they're dead the next morning. They really contained it. That's why COVID got so big.
I see.
Because allegedly, it was made in a lab.
Made in a allegedly.
Do you find that whenever there's an
we're
outbreak...
We're not getting monetized now, I tell you that.
Whenever there's an outbreak of something, it all boils down to some herpes. Dude fucking an animal.
Yeah.
Well, that you know, maybe in the lab was there some dude having a threesome with a bat and a pangolin or whatever?
Like a bat and a penguin?
Pangolin.
Pangolin.
Oh, right. That is a little dressing cocktail.
Hardcore thing. Oh, yeah.
That'd make up a disease.
Do you ever see a pangolin?
Never in my life.
It's pretty swag. It's like a snake with feet.
A pangolin?
Cool. Pangolin.
Yeah. It's like a little pangolin. Tank.
Yeah, it's like a fucking... Is it like an armadillo-ish type thing? They just ball up and it becomes like a fucking Easter egg.
Yeah, kind of surprise.
Yeah, like it's got like big scales down its back.
Scaly fuckers.
What the fuck is that, eh?
But apparently the most trafficked exotic animal.
Yeah.
Like people are fucking it?
Well, I don't know. Like
Those sexy fucking
penguins.
That's my theory anyway.
Yeah. Like, no, we can't do that for Make-A-Wish. If it was gonna fuck anything.
Yeah, that's your Make-A-Wish.
Okay. The kids, I want to stick my dick in a pangolin.
That'd be true when it's turned like into a ball. When it's turned into a ball, you're just poking your willy in different areas just to try and get it to open up.
They fell off and landed on my foot. Hi, Andy.
Oh shit!
Oh, wow.
Thank you, sir. I mean, it wouldn't be my first animal that would fuck.
Yeah, wouldn't be top 10.
No, I wouldn't top 10.
Watch Mojo's top 10 animals you'd fuck?
Probably Shetland pony.
Yeah.
Good height, fat ass.
Oh, yeah.
Or did you ever see those TikToks of, like, there's a breed of sheep has, like, a BBL? Like, it has a big, jiggly ass.
Oh, why?
He's like, oh, why? Cancel Disneyland for next year. We're going to Wales. We're going to Streamville. The blast everywhere. Look at it, I can look that up. Sheep with big ass.
Oh, yeah. Don't send me it. Google that.
You better not out of my fucking inbox.
Yeah. Better not open WhatsApp to anything.
Let me see. I was wondering that the other day, because you know how there's like so many fetishes and like creep groups online. Would there be bestiality groups that get together and chat about this? Like,
for sure.
There has to be.
Probably be some dark web shit.
Yeah. I was banging this cow and you should have seen the big titty hanging down. You know what I mean? Big udder hanging down. You know?
Here.
Let's have a look at her.
A few peronies.
Get out of town. Are you serious?
They look like dicks.
That might be bollocks also, but you know. look at that.
Shape with big bollock.
Let me see it.
Big bollock butt.
Yeah.
Oh, I should call her.
Yeah.
Looks like they had implants.
The gap goat. Look at this big fat out. What's that for? Is it like sitting around all day or? There's a guy going for it with the hands there.
Boy, someone's grabbing the big butt.
Fuck shit.
Butt.
Damn.
Good shit. Butt.
What a hard laugh this cast
is. Yeah. I mean, come on, from those fires.
Wow. Someone stuck your
just
hands
a
on
big
his.
White pasty peel ball.
That actually is just spit in my dumper.
I'm gonna screenshot this and send it to Maury and go, this sheep has my ass.
Just send the ass and go, there's my ass. And then just see if she works it out.
We should put money on it that the first thing she writes back is not as hairy. Because she's funny like that. She's funny like that.
So, and not as many dingleberries hanging down.
No, I won't take that sort of slander. Clean as a whistle. Not a whistle, you know.
Yeah, you're cleaner.
The whistles are stinking. Whistles are stinking. People blow them all the time.
Refs blowing up the old day. It's full of spit.
Just pee and stuff. They'd just be using different whistles. You know, your teachers and stuff and fucking things. Any gigs? Or?
What's Dublin like at the minute, Damo?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. Since the riots, everything sort of calmed down.
Any further riots?
Well, last night we were coming out of the Workman's and there was this, I think she was probably about, 19 or 20, this real young sort of goth. And you don't even see that many goths, but she was in all the dark stuff, like in the black lipstick. And her mate, we noticed it because the security guy came in, got a cup of water, went out. We were like, oh, he's giving that to someone. Let's follow it. But then we heard this girl was just going, no, some big catastrophe in life. She was like, no, I don't care, no. And then she runs out onto the road in front of a taxi. She spreads her arms out and she goes, coming out, to this taxi pulling up. He's like, arr! Then she lies on the bonnet. She's like, coming out, like this. We were like, what the hell has happened to her? So, you know, when you're standing with your mate, you're like,
When do we intervene? Like, is it up to us? Because you did have a mate going, come on, come on. Her mate was a drunk as well. I was like, come on, my dad's going to pick us up. Come on. Like,
oh, yeah,
he'll help. Then the security guard comes over and it was great because he just goes, you, off the road. You know, like, she was a toddler because she was acting like a toddler. You, off the road. She's like, okay. Then she goes, but then she sees a bus coming and she tries again. She runs out in front of the bus and goes, kill me now, kill me now. She was off her head. Kill me now. The bus is like, argh. Then she's up to the windscreen of the bus. He's like, you, get off the road. And then she goes off the road and we're like, jeez, what happened to her?
I'd have went, here, get in the river.
Yeah,
jump in the river.
If that's what's happening, don't damage any cars.
Yeah, so you're saying it's calm down, just the rats? Yes,
it's got way worse.
Yeah, now it's just down to single people.
And what's that got to do with Palestine?
Everything.
When you think about it, everything.
Yeah, maybe she was up.
What about that dude set himself on fire? Did you see that?
No. When, just recently?
Yeah, was that Israeli...
Oh, it's at the Israeli embassy? Yeah.
Israeli embassy in America somewhere. This 25-year-old, like, ex-military guy or whatever. Or, you know, he's, like, active military.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, I will not participate in a genocide. And had a Yeti flask full of fucking petrol or something poured over himself.
Good ad for Yeti.
It is, yeah. Resilient, you know. And set himself on fire. Melt,
yeah. So when you say set himself on fire, I think it's like a stunt show. Like, he does it. But then he, like, someone comes over, like, Evel Knievel, and puts him out or whatever.
Someone did put him out of Essie, but he was burning for a good bit.
Yeah.
He's burning for
he was cooking up for a good bit.
And is he still...
He was still free Palestine.
Is he alive?
No, he died.
Oh. Okay, fair enough.
But they got him to the hospital. He died seven hours later or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Jeepers.
Yeah, this just happened. That's
okay. At least you can have one more meal and listen to one more tune before he...
People out there, you know, changing their profile pics and stuff.
He's out there.
This motherfucker's about it.
Yeah. Fuck your infographics.
Yeah.
Are you about it?
Fuck your coffee mornings for Palestine. This guy's set himself on fire.
Yeah, you can't top that.
Yeah, poor bastard. And the sad thing about this world is everyone just goes, I was mad, wasn't it?
Oh, I forgot about next week.
Yeah.
Did you see this Willy Wonka meme? That's it.
Were you away for the Davinish event?
I had people saying to me all the stuff, but it was my last day, and people were like, have you seen what's happening in West Belfast? And I was like, no. And then the fucking videos all flew, and I was like, oh, fuck. I'll get them next time, those sexy bastards. The best part was that the area it happened in was called the ballroom. That is fucking, like, you couldn't write that.
That was
shit.
Disneyland, like, for a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, it was my best Disneyland. But it's fucking pretty intense stuff. I was fucking...
A lot of sausage sizzling happening there.
Oh, you better believe it.
I don't know if they're still sizzling. I think they're dried out.
They're on the condos. Yeah. Smaller.
Smaller.
Big sore bodlies in the morning.
But yeah, homes were wrecked, jobs were lost, fucking everything.
Relationships.
I'm
guessing there was so much footage. Has someone, like, compiled it into, like,
a super documentary and a Netflix style? Yeah.
Is it out already?
Creed over the top of it. Slow motion, just helicopters.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Janice.
You see those, like, smacked out, you know, like R.I.P. brawler type fucking videos, you know, those ones? Like that. Sting playing over the top. I'll be missing you.
Yeah. But they'll be back. You know, they'll be back for a round two.
Oh, SSE. Full room.
Yeah, they got to take advantage of that.
Opening for Sheen.
Oh, fuck yeah. Have they been to Dundalk yet? I remember they were scheduled to come to Dundalk, I believe, in the next week or so.
Wow.
What's the name of the troll?
Not that I'm following.
I don't know.
The Pleasure
Boys.
The Pleasure Boys.
The Pleasure Boys. Yeah.
That was a quick meeting, wasn't it? Come up with that name.
Is it Boys with a Z?
No, they're keeping it. Keeping it
Christian.
Yeah, they're keeping it very PC. We don't want to step out of line here.
We're not putting ourselves with a Z.
Yeah. Cross the I's, dot the T's.
Yeah, we're a serious operation over here.
No one's sleeping on here. There'll be no Z's.
Yeah.
What a life, then.
But yeah, some dicks, like. You know, when you think about it, just shows you how small the dicks are in this country.
Oh, I know.
We had to fly some in.
Yeah.
We had to import it. We had to outsource.
Everyone else is the unpleasurable boys. Just like, no, we need more pleasure. Yeah. Bring in the
That's what tonight's show
get
is.
Get the chopper. Just fly in these dicks.
The discomfort boys.
Get them into the Devonish.
No helicopters.
But it's not even the dicks. You know, like, if you went through your whole list of mates going, like, right, who has a sizable cock that we can pull out in public here? You'd be like, all right, but... We have a few other things to tidy up here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll get you the gastric band.
Yeah.
Shave
your ass. Oh, he's bald as shit. You know what I mean? It's like there's a bunch of things going on.
There's a process that has to happen there before it can...
Not one hairy back in that whole trip. No.
Fuck me.
That's really impressive. Pleasure
boy. Yeah. Them boys were tight, like.
Would there be a market for just regular dudes doing the same thing?
Is that not what Full Monty originally was?
Yeah, like a real Full Monty.
And they had one dude with a big schlong. Remember that?
Yeah.
Just the one dude.
Yeah.
That'd be about right. But that strong average is like one in five.
We call him the closer. Yeah.
He's massive strong. Yes, strong odds.
One in five white dudes.
Yeah, that's strong odds.
It's reverse the
that's
other
the
race.
Show.
It's like one in five don't have a...
Yeah. Devilish the cock. Starts with the smallest, work your way up to the fucking...
Evolution of
just absolutely reasonable dick.
Yes. I don't think I got the full evolution. I think mine's built out halfway through.
You were just crawled out of a lake.
You're just like, you're the primordial cock over there.
Mine's the good heating.
That would be funny if you all just lay on your back with a boner and just like got them going up in a row. I haven't really thought about it much.
The evolutionary poster.
Big leg! Oh, fuck. Coming in like Kanye.
Jesus Christ.
Silver grill. We're just having a wee talk.
Or maybe.
You getting in, Begley?
Space everywhere.
Okay. Right. Begley's working, man.
Business, right, business.
Well, I didn't know. I thought he was pleasure. All right. Pleasure,
boys.
Yeah.
I thought you were all about pleasure.
Pleasure, boys.
Is it like having a massive schlong must be the same as...
Back to serious.
You're asking the right guys.
Having a massive schlong must be the same as being just a beautiful woman. Like, you have something like that and you go, well, I could get a job, but I don't need to.
Well, here's the thing about that, though, right? Like, being, like, a beautiful-looking woman, you can see that on the out. Like, that's visible. If you have a massive schlong, you're not just casually getting it out on Instagram and stuff. You know,
unless you gotta find the other... You gotta get the band together.
Who's the
find the other? The other? How do they find each other? Facebook group? Big cock, want to get it out?
Do you remember... Yeah. What's the guy called? Like, Danny D or something?
Oh, the porn star?
Yeah, English porn star. He was, like, just... going about his life as like a plaster or whatever with a big fat
plaster
pink.
And some fucking cum everywhere.
Plaster and cheeks.
And he punk up your mez face.
He fucking he said he went on like a stag do or something, and they're all the lads are staying in a flat or whatever, and he walked through the flat with a dick out, and they just had to stop him and be like, bro, what are you doing, man?
Why are you plastering?
What are you doing having a regular job?
Put those tools down.
Get in
like, and put that tool up. What an origin story, like, by the way. They should make like a real fucking heartfelt show.
Yeah,
that.
Tools down, tool up.
Wonder if you hadn't seen that many dicks, would you be like, I'm not sure it is that big, you know?
Yeah.
Jake, it's big, and all the guys are like, fucking look at my dick. Put them side by side.
Maybe he grew up not seeing that many dicks and just thought his was... That's just the way his size is, you know what I mean? And then one day they're like, no, you've got a gift.
But it's so big though, it's like, it'd be hard to get all the way hard. Like,
but oh, you think blood flow because it's too big?
Yeah, it's like Drake's video. He wasn't all the way hard.
Hey,
Drake's video was weird.
Yeah.
Drake's was like flopping about and stuff, and I can't do that.
He sort of held it up and then it,
Yeah, it died. Because of the lack of
like a bunch of flowers a third day in.
Like when they have like a magician on like a Looney Tunes cartoons and the magic wand just goes. That's what Drake's dick was like. That's just fucking.
He has to have a blood transfusion just get an erection. Just hard to fill me up for another 2 pints of blood.
Now you got to tie it off, don't you? You got to cinch it off.
Well, that's what some of those pleasure boys do. They have like the wee cock bands to keep the blood in. Yeah.
You can't you can't do exercise and also maintain a boner.
Is that a specific product or they just use like an elastic band?
Rubber band.
Yeah.
Rubber band around
the
deck?
From the post
office. That would be a nightmare.
What?
A rubber band like around your deck?
But it's to keep the blood in.
You get the boner, you put it around the base and it keeps the blood in. You can't be doing fucking burpees and push-ups and sprinting around with a full fucking rope.
But I thought them boys be coming in like blue chewed up. And
maybe that as well.
But they're also grinding up against some absolute fucking Janine.
Blue chew and the dick band?
Viagra hurts your head though. You can't be popping that all the time.
Aye.
Well, you get headaches.
Yeah.
V-headaches.
Yeah.
Right. You dark from experience?
Yep.
Wow.
I've taken a few back in my day, like.
So both heads.
Really?
One head's all right, the other head. But yeah, you fucking you get red flush in the face and stuff. Like, it's some of the side effects from it.
Oh fuck!
Oh, well,
fuck
really?
Fuck flushes.
So if you see old dudes, red face, going
big red nose
head.
On them. Oh,
yeah, whiskey nose, V head.
It's Viagra. Yeah, V head. Yeah, but it hurts like you do get it. Like some people get it more than others. Some people are all right, but like depending on how susceptible you are to the medication, like you can get a fucking stinking headache.
There's a comedian. What do you call him again?
Keith Robinson.
And he took Viagra on a flight and had a stroke on the flight.
And then did he have a heart attack?
He had a stroke on the flight from taking the Viagra. stroke.
Like at that
stroke
elevation.
Stroke in his neck. Like actually,
clinical. Like had to go to hospital.
No way. All right.
And then landed and still just went and banged the girl and then went to the hospital.
I mean, hold on, banged the girl with
I'm
a
not,
stroke.
I'm not wasting this.
Yeah, he's like, I can't work my left hand side, but I'm still hard.
It
as
was early onset though, so you know he was fit to get that in and then go to the hospital.
Which fair play to him, you know. Thank God.
Yeah.
You don't want to be getting stroke and not getting the ride and just being NE with a boner.
Imagine having that bragging rights.
Was that an accident? Did he talk about accident before a flight?
No, he took it.
No, he like.
Did he took it knowing that when he landed, he's going
to
fuck?
Oh, yeah, he was tunnel visioned. Like, he was like, if I take this now, by the time I fucking go to the bank checks, I'll be fucking rock hard.
Had a stroke on the flight and went, instead of going, should probably skip this ride. Was like, let's just go to the ride anyway and then go to hospital after. That's
true dog.
That's a legend right there, isn't it?
Like? True dog.
Got that dog in him.
What an awkward exit, leaving the bird, being like, right, well, I may go get this taken care of.
He wouldn't be doing that anyway. He wouldn't be doing that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
There's no time for pillow talk there.
Is that what stroke does? Just take away half mobility in your body and face.
Hey, baby. Great to see you. Yeah, half is gone.
So this fucker got off a full flight, dragged one half of his body along. And, like, you have to remember, even getting in a new place in general, getting a taxi from A to B is hard. Like, fucking.
Yeah. I love how your stroke impression was still in Kiwi.
He's straining your fucking dick.
Every chance I get, I'll do the Kiwi accent.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Fair play.
We all sound like we've had strokes anyway, but.
I know, I've said a burger, same
baby.
Thing.
Come on, baby.
I feel like I've had a stroke every time I get off a flight. Even a short one.
You'd be tired, like?
Knocked you out. And that's without a boner.
As soon as I pop that thing, I could feel a bit of blood going south. I'd be like, well, I'm going to have to knock one out in the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting for like the rest of the 6 hours. Like,
you'd have a wank in the plane?
Huh?
You'd have a wank in the plane?
Would I?
Yeah.
If it was full of fucking blue cheese?
Yeah.
You've had a wank in the plane?
Yeah. I just wanted to say we're cut from the same half.
Is that the half mile club? Or what's that called?
Yeah, for yourself.
Yeah.
This guy's really kind.
He's vaped on a plane. He's jizzed on a plane.
Yeah. I was 14 though and just found out that you could come, like, so it was right before.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you know, when you're 14, you're coming everywhere.
Yeah.
You're fucking
quick. Yeah. You gotta do it.
Yeah, it was quick, admin.
Yeah.
Went back, had a sleep in for catcher.
Perfect. Yeah. That's a good flight. That's a good flight.
I got a plane at 37. I come out just full sports gloss, full sweat on, like, my arm tied up in a fucking sling.
Yeah. Anymore?
Yeah. Locking that toilet wouldn't work.
Do you have anything with protein in it? Do you have any electrolytes in it? Because me looking at you in sport, love. Need to replenish myself after that big shot.
Energy gel?
Just jizzing into that fucking.
Aiming it down and brushing at the right moment so it goes up and then gets sucked right out of the plane.
All these jizz droplets.
Straight in.
That NASA jizz.
Like those astronauts, you know, it's floating around and then straight out.
That'd be the best banter ever on a fucking space station.
Oh. To have a wank
just in the
back. No, you just. You
dodge
just,
come.
You just pop one up in the air and just like usher it down to your mate. He's like driving, you know, and you're like Tony, and he turns around. Stop jizzing, we're gonna crash. Put it in the jizz sack because there probably definitely is a jizz sack in space.
Yeah, that'd have to be.
There's a guy working for NASA designing spunk patterns. Yeah.
Just full condoms and knots tied around. Like,
you would have to pull your wire in the mothership, like. You'd have to at some point. Like.
You'd have to wank at Earth.
Nah, you couldn't get out of here.
What do you mean?
Like, you'd get a horn again as soon as like you were 4 hours into the space mission. You know?
Do you mean directionally? Like,
yeah, just like.
Oh, wank like, at Earth.
At
okay.
Earth. Yeah. In the direction at Earth. Yeah. Take this, everyone. Parking attendant, I know you're down there. Move.
I think it would be nice to have a wank in just anti-gravity. You know, like your whole body is kind of just floating about.
Yeah.
Pulling the wire yourself.
Do you know what would be great? If you could somehow get an airtight seal in your astronaut suit around your knob, right?
And then you could wank in space. Because you know when, you know, because there's no friction. So if you throw a ball in space, it goes forever, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanked it in space, you could be like, and that would just keep going. Fucking
and it creates a planet eventually.
Yeah, yeah. You go, watch this, boys. I'm gonna get into that black hole 4 light years away.
there's black hole in space, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, all in one. Yeah. Deadly. That'd be great. And people are down on Earth looking up, going, they're going, ah, oh, look at that, it's a shooting star. No, it isn't. It isn't. It's fucking Damo and the boys.
When you wish upon a
star, don't do it. It's a facial. It's not a shooting star at all.
That's the reality is it probably just doesn't squirt anywhere. It probably just like gathers up at the end.
Yeah. It doesn't travel anywhere.
It just wobbles at the end. Yeah.
Right. It's like I'm wanking in space.
It just wobbles at the end. No trajectory at all.
It's like a candle.
You can't get a squirt going at all.
I haven't squirted since I was 17.
Oh, no.
Even when you treat yourself with the multi-tab wank.
No, I think it's because I do it too much.
The luxury wank.
Candle and
just burps out.
How long can you hold off for?
How long can I hold off for?
Yeah, like say you all like build a bit of residual up in there.
I never really do that. I'm just like, let's just get this over so we can watch Netflix.
That sounds enjoyable.
Yeah.
Do you mean for like, you know, you're meeting up with a lady and you want to...
No, not even that.
You want to show her the prize load?
Yeah, or just like in general, like, do you ever just have a few days break where you go, I'll let it build up for the...
No.
Was he in a coma?
What are you, Mormon?
No, just to check that you can still shoot it, because you're telling me that fucking it's just dribbling out of you.
Yeah, no, but I have no desire to shoot. Like, if anything, it, you know, creates an awkward cleanup atmosphere. You know,
for your mother.
Yeah, she has to do it. She's a rota.
Mine looks like a can of Coke. Like the longer you shake it, the bigger the spritz.
But I do. The only thing I'm gifted with in terms of the pace is the reload time is unbelievable.
That's good.
Unbelievable.
As long as you got a good reload time.
Nah, back to back with can.
Yeah.
I've shit reload time.
I sneeze and it's a full tank.
Nah, I need like 2 weeks holiday.
Really?
I don't know. Something.
What are you going to space off of between your legs?
Yeah.
You're going to big fill up.
Yeah. I had to put mine into like cryogenic freezing fucking thing for like a month or something, and then he'd be back out again.
What's your guys' dex credentials? Superpowers?
But here.
Good reload.
It
good
can
reload?
Last ages. I can last a good long time now.
Nice.
But then after that,
yeah,
you may go home.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself.
please go home.
Demo?
I could go a couple. I like going a couple of days without, like,
yeah,
like a retreat. And
until it's all you can think about, then like, all right,
yeah.
If I must, and the missus isn't around to annoy, just be like, right, it's up to me.
Why does she annoy you when you normally try and have a wife?
I'm like, you know, I like should be just about to go to work, and I'm like, come on, we can have a quick, and she'll be like, fuck, I'm going, and like, because she'll just be focused on something else, and be like, just focus on this. Look, give us 30 odd seconds. No time at all.
Like, I heard there's a great new cafe window up 10 minutes down the road.
Yeah, it's no time out of your day, but it means the world to me. Do you know what I mean?
Lend me some friction. Please.
And then, like, so, you know when you do, you know when you leave the house soon after you have, like, had sex or had a wank, it's just, it feel, you're like, oh, Jesus, the real world. You went too soon into the rest of the world.
Terrible.
And you're just so sheepish, like, hey, guy, I'm just a normal person. And you start walking wrong, you know, with the right leg and the right arm and the left leg and the leg arm, like, ah, just a normal human being going about my business.
Yeah, you will be like taking a package off an Amazon guy, like 12 seconds after you've just bust.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. See you later. Mate.
Cheers.
Can I overshare?
Yeah,
I've had you phone me like the smallest window post wank before, and I've just answered it.
Oh, that's fine.
But it was post wank. During wasn't during. That's
yeah. But like we're talking milliseconds.
I don't want you to feel like it's one of those times where you answer the FaceTime and you're like nude in a room,
and it hasn't even landed yet on the other side of the coffee table.
Or still dribbling
on your side of the coffee table. It's still dribbling. The wax is still dripping.
The Michael Jordan of cops over there. He's literally nothing just but dribble. Fucking the last dance, McCann over there.
The last pass.
Nothing but dribble.
No, I'm fucking Kobe over there.
Nothing but that curtain.
Oh, Muggsy.
Nothing but curtain.
Have you literally just like swiped away the fucking porn and hit the green phone?
It was so funny. I was doing a podcast with McCartney the other day, and he goes, "Sir, go into your Safari there and look at your four most viewed tabs."
Oh, that's dangerous.
What do you think they were?
Yours?
Yeah.
Ticketmaster?
Nope.
Nope. The
Sky
Hub?
Scanner?
Pornhub?
Sky Scanner?
Pornhub? Translink? Oh, Lifford Son of the Times? And Wikipedia?
I'm glad you said Translink.
What's
I was wondering where that was going.
Yeah, Lifford? Especially as a Pornhub.
You're like, Pornhub, trans?
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah.
Translink,
pleasure, boys.
Sorry, so Translink, and what were the other two?
Translink, Pornhub, Lifford Cinema Times. And Wikipedia.
Good. All right. That's Wikipedia good. Ones.
Healthy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I like a random article a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you read any today?
Really get
no,
you.
No, I haven't done it today.
Get some going.
That's your day plan.
That's why Wangan. I have to take a break from that. You know, Wangan every day on top, but Wikipedia I need a few days to ferment the information.
That's your recharge. Yeah.
His reload on knowledge isn't great. Yeah.
Takes like 7 years.
Yeah.
Quick sperm reload knowledge. Yeah. Give me a while. Give me a little.
Sales in, sales out.
You know what I mean?
Oh, good boys.
Remember the old serious thing was like if you pull your wire too much, you go blind?
Yeah.
I always thought that was a funny thing to like tell people, like tell teenagers.
Yeah.
You're going to stop wanking, you'll go blind.
Yeah. That's what happened to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. You see him, you're like, he's a dirty bastard.
Yeah. And they're like, you were born blind? You dirty.
Dirty cunt.
And your
what are you doing in the womb?
Yeah. Emptying loads.
Yeah, if you pull too much wire, your offspring are blind.
Yeah. You're there.
You carry it on. That's the bummer.
Yeah, although if you're staring at a phone too close, you know, you will be partially blind for a minute or two.
True, boys, I gotta go. Speaking of Translink, I gotta go get a
you way on? Fucking you way on? I thought you were MCing.
All right. No? Awesome, man. Yeah.
Good to see you, big man.
Or maybe I should just get the next one.
Oh, look at these to your team.
I'm having a good time.
I'll pay you £8,000.
No, I can't MC, yeah. But I will do a sneaky spot.
What's yeah, going? Do 15 at the start.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then 30 after that.
Hey, trickster. Well, he's a silver tongue fox.
He just gets what he wants all the time, doesn't he?
That's not true.
He don't. Someone order food?
Not me.
Oh.
Is this your lunch?
Oh, you can just pull it anywhere.
Oh, God.
We can have it, but you can eat it. What?
Did someone order it?
But who's is it?
Did you order it? Is the food?
Is this a gift? So we ordered. Oh, you have it. Are you hungry?
Is it your lunch?
We will nibble away at it if you put it there.
Yeah, just sell it anywhere. It's
absolutely.
So
oh, it's probably Mihal's. Yes, leave it there.
It could be Mihal's.
Mihal's. Yeah.
Put it there just in case.
The peppered sauce band.
Okay.
The peppered
sauce band. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, the real star of the show.
Look at that. Get some look good footage chip. Of that.
Get some B-roll of this fucking thing.
Look at this one.
Oh, yeah. That's the pleasure boys chip.
Rings. Look at that beautiful. Was that gravy?
Pepper that was sauce. A fairly awkward exchange. You know,
it was.
I feel if we had have had our dicks out there, that would have been less awkward.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's because we were talking so filthy, and then a lady entered the room. We all kind of had to reconfigure into fine gentlemen.
Yeah.
Our
reload to normal chat wasn't great.
Yeah, we were overly gentlemen.
But the fact that she just didn't say anything while she was holding the plate was like...
Could be that she had four men screaming, "Is that us, not mine?" Just all at once.
Yeah, where are you, Jess? Who wants these goujons?
We'll take it. You always want to say yes to food, but whose is it?
So you do.
There is a bit of confusion in here sometimes because it is a functioning staff room.
Yeah.
But then the staff just eat in the street when we do the comedy club.
And it's raining. So
but sometimes, you know, if someone's new and they don't know the crack, they'll come in and sit.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Like the girl came in, sat very quiet the whole time. The other week, and then she got up and walked out and said that. She just went down, nice shirt.
That was good.
And she said it. Did she say it in that way where you're like, what do you mean?
Like it's in.
Yeah, nice shirt, idiot. Nice shirt.
Nerd.
Goddamn nerd.
Slam dunk.
MC tonight.
No.
I'll let you have them goujons.
No.
Well, where's the other place you're going tonight?
Doing tonight?
Home? Yeah.
Back to Mars?
Oh,
back to my mother's
house. Oh, cool. Yeah, hang out here then.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out. I'll watch the first half. The latest Translink bus is at 10 o'clock.
Ah, it's a party bus. Nice. Translink. And then what's your four top tabs?
I don't know because I go Google app incognito, so none of mine saved.
Uh-huh. mine's probably like Disney, Skyscanner, fucking
Skyscanner's great.
Yeah, I can't think of what else I really visit regularly. Twitter. I don't know.
The hub.
Yeah.
Well, that's he did, yeah.
Are you all in the know on this?
Not like deep in it, but like I know the sort of like bullet points of it.
What's all the sorry, I just glanced at my last four. Is this the most dad fucking four things you could think of? Recycling centre Dublin, because I got the shit to get rid of. Lego instructions for an excavator truck. And saunasireland.ie, because I want to build a sauna right in the courtyard outside. Mm-hmm. And the boy belched in Spanish. El niño erecto. Because I'm trying to teach Max. He does a bit of Spanish on Monday. So I was like, just tell him the boy belched, because he's always burping in class.
Hi, is Max?
He's great, man. Good. He's a great form.
I miss him.
He's a great form. So Aaron stayed over at our place for nearly a week.
Yeah, well, it ended up being... Yeah, because we were doing the crackdown from Thursday to Sunday, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Uncle Aaron. Little Max had come in. It was probably six at the time. He was hanging out, chilling out.
Yeah, we went to the park.
Yeah.
Went for chips.
Yeah. Chips, man. It was great.
Don't touch Uncle Aaron's tissues. Just a load of this in your house.
Yeah.
Well, Max. Yeah.
No, I had a tent. They would have me in the tent. I was in a tent in the front.
It was great. I set up a teepee in the courtyard. And it was fine until the torrential rain on like day two or three.
Yeah, that was a sofa night.
Yeah. And then, he was allowed in like a cat. Come on.
Yeah, you just started like, we should bring him in.
Yeah. Like a wee house cat.
Here, did you see any of his pajamas? The guy's got
You saw the jammies?
The guy? Was it a basketball box short or something? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
No. I usually have, like, the checks. I've got a jockeys.
I remember the checks.
Yeah.
They came out. Like chef trousers.
Yeah. That's why I like to feel cozy.
Cooking
up some of them dreams.
Even in a tent, these in jammies.
Yeah. It was great.
It's cool, man.
He would bring jammies to an orgy, like.
Who wouldn't, man? You're there for comfort. I'm going to make myself at home. How could you not make yourself at home at an orgy? I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, keep it formal, everybody.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you'd have to.
There's no black tie orgies. Surely not. No.
Oh, like five of them. Epstein's Island, who knows?
Oh, yeah, Epstein's Island.
Just hawking in a black tie.
Do you have like a bit of a jammy fetish? With like, have you seen girls in jammies?
Are you
typing that into the hub?
Yeah, and nice alien pajamas will definitely... Garner a root.
Garner a root.
Summon a root.
Oh, she's presenting herself. It's the Tweety Bird ensemble. Oh, she's cozy.
Yeah, like cozy's nice. You know.
Look at those fluffy sheep slippers with the huge asses on the back of them.
Those leopard print jeggings and Powerpuff Girls t-shirt combo. You're like, oh yeah, the root's being garnered here.
Couple of loose yams under a silky pajama top.
Oh, they've garnered a root.
The silk is... That's a special
occasion. Do you know what his absolute, you know, like fucking fantasy is? He's like, do you know when girls get ready before a wedding and they all have matching jammies?
The white jammies, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You'd like to just be in the middle of the girls getting ready, just...
That's my mega wish.
Just pretend to be...
Pillow fight.
Four girls, John Cena. Tyler, the Creator plan.
And Cobra from Gladiator Season Foundation. 2. Just fucking showing up.
I bet you if you Google
I just
that.
Farted and nobody heard it.
Yeah. That's good. We'll taste it. Put on that. Type in the port up there. Bridal. Type in molested by bridal party.
Oh.
I bet you there's like four girls in fucking jammies.
I have safe search on.
What's happening?
O2 is safe search on.
Yeah, it took me a minute for the fucking light.
Get in there, mate.
Good to see you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, we double up.
We're wrapping up anyway here.
Right here. Come on in, Pete.
Jump in.
Come on in for a second.
Have you any excitement to tell us before we finish this podcast?
No. Not at all. No excitement for me, no.
What age are you again, Pete?
28. Unreal.
What age are you?
29.
This is second year. What age are you, Demo?
46.
What are we doing, boys?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
This is all these fucking...
I'd say we look roughly the same age. Like,
yeah.
That's not a good look.
No, you look older. You look
older. Don't insult Demo like that. Get a cap, it hides it all. Man.
Yeah,
I think you should start wearing a fedora.
A fedora? Mm. I stopped wearing a fedora. You still wear one?
Get back on it.
You used to wear a fedora?
No, I just wear it.
get back one with a wee feather.
I love everyone's reaction. I didn't use the word. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I would have. I would have co-signed.
And here's a question for you: if you were in space and you jizzed, would it go on forever, or would it just bulb up at the end?
I think it would go on forever.
Oh, sweet.
Damn, he's a shooter.
He's an angel.
I'm a dripper in a room full of shooters.
In space, no one can hear you drip.
Your life, yeah. Johnny Casher. I'm a dripper in a room full of shooters.
You'd be like, you know, the alien's tongue with its mouth. It'd be like that. Just like with the just dripping off the end. That just, it's always wet. That acid just dripping.
This is kind of person's mouth. We just had to assemble Lego figures for their son.
Yeah, that's what the excavator's for.
Scooping up jizz.
Scooping up the jizz.
McCann's a new meaning when he says check out the drip.
It's literally. I do have a drip check.
Drip check.
In case you stay in the jammies.
Don't get any drip on the jammies.
It's a patch of the checkerboard. It's just all white.
Need an apron.
Get the apron. We need to get out of here. This is great. This is getting out of hand.
This is great.
Talking about spunking in your jammies all day.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I don't even know what to do.
No, we're wrapping up. Give yourself 10 minutes for this gig, over.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's shit. It, guys. See you next week.
Yeah.
Far as Mike. I'm fucking invoicing you, lad.
I don't know what the fuck I want. Here.
Cheers, guys. See you next week. Conguest.com for tickets.